where the heck are we? We're surrounded by a bunch of storage containers in the middle of a gravel pit.
Exactly.
This is where we hide the cannon.
So we're a little bit early for Ron.
Whoa. So does it just live here until... year until the next Alaska Day?
Cannon only comes out for Alaska Day.
The Russians are coming, the Russians are coming!
It's so much easier when there's already a hitch on the truck.
It's a real cannon.
It works?
It works, but some of the wood is local. Well, they painted my initials on it because I inspected it.
Where is he?
Someplace here.
Where is it?
I see it on
right there. Harvey Brent. Yeah.
What's your name?
Jerry Reinerson, retired police officer. I worked on the weapons at the police department. They asked me to maintain the muskets. Make sure they go bang when you pull the trigger.
Your name is Brian Chambers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so have you been doing this for a while?
Was I in the Civil War?
Thank you.
Sitting here with my foot on the clutch and it's cramping. I don't want to knock the ladies off their seats again. I'm Sheila Finkenbinder, and I've been driving the vehicle and pulling the cannon for several years. I got involved because my husband, Ken, was a Marine. Okay. He was in combat in Vietnam. I believe that the 9th Infantry was really the law here for a while after the transfer. When America took over, there really wasn't... There wasn't any law of any sort. It was pretty chaotic. Yeah. Exciting times.